Last week, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health confirmed the existence of West Nile virus in the city's mosquito population. This is the third positive test in the city and the seventh in Berkshire County this summer. Working with the City of Pittsfield, the Berkshire County Mosquito Control Project has scheduled a truck-mounted spraying over a roughly one-mile area on the east side of the city starting at 10 o'clock tonight. The project's superintendent, Chris Horton, says an earlier spraying in Richmond proved effective.
We did a treatment in Richmond on Friday night, and we actually had traps out there last night, and trap catches were almost nil down there, you know, in the areas that we had treated.
According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, West Nile virus first appeared in the United States in 1999. Since the initial outbreak in New York City, the virus has spread across the U.S. from east to west. Nationally, 2,734 human cases of the virus were reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2012. Gina Armstrong is the Director of Public Health for the City of Pittsfield. She says approximately 80% of people infected with the virus show no symptoms, while the remaining 20% experience flu-like symptoms, including fever, headache, and fatigue. She says the elderly and people with weakened immune systems are the most susceptible to the virus, but there are steps people can take to reduce their risk, like wearing long sleeves during peak hours from dusk to dawn.
So if people monitor their property, once a week, and they clean out the bird baths, they empty out toys even on the yard that can collect water. If it's standing for a week, it can breed a significant number of mosquitoes.
Horton says the spraying will take 3 to 4 hours using an air compressor mounted on a truck releasing 4 to 5 gallons of the insecticide Duet at a rate of 0.62 ounces an acre. The targeted area will be from the intersection of Mellica Avenue and William Street to neighborhoods in Dalton Division. To avoid any health-related issues, people should close windows and doors, turn off air conditioners, and stay inside during the spraying.
The product is approved for residential use. It's very low toxicity. In terms of risk, the risk is considered negligible because the product never would have been approved for use by the EPA if there was, any kind of a significant risk. Even if people were to come in contact, with the product, the way it's applied, there's still not a significant risk.
There has not been a human case of West Nile found in Massachusetts so far this year. Armstrong and Horton both say now is the peak time for the virus's transmission from birds to mosquitoes, and the problem will remain until the area experiences a heavy frost. Horton says there was an uptick in preemptive sprayings this year because of high mosquito numbers resulting from flooding in June.
By thinning out the infected mosquitoes, we're also slowing down the progression of the virus because the virus is going back and forth between the mosquitoes and bird population. So when we thin out the infected mosquitoes, it makes it less likely that more birds would become infected. They call that the amplification of the virus, and what we're trying to do is stop the amplification of the virus.
Less than 1% of people infected with West Nile will develop severe illness, such as encephalitis or meningitis. These symptoms can include coma, tremors, convulsions, muscle weakness, vision loss, numbness, and paralysis. According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, there were at least 5 fatal human cases identified between 2002 and 2012 in the state. All fatalities were among people 80 years of age or older. More information is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.